Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, come and tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a come and tell, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Been around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started in fight, just to strip the blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence need to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a status. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a status. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a status. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a status. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Somebody kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fair kids on the phone with the hate. Chase the Panthers out of state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, snatch away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. No conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds that bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's gone, now they wanna start
to
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way plays whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Welcome to Black Power Radio. I am your host, Shaky Man Mark Burr, and we're happy that you were able to join us tonight. We're running right up against the clock, but I'm just telling you now, Black Power Radio is the most informative radio talk show on the internet, and we're blessed to be Panthers number one. We are the cubs of the most honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. A free fighter in his own right. We've come through that leadership chain with our emeritus, the doctor and attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. We have also come with our beloved brother, and who has passed. Nevertheless, he is still right here with us. We say long live the legacy and our beloved brother, the Honorable Hashim Ekhanaten Nzinga. And he, again, he took a bullet for the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and I stood by him for 7 straight years of leadership, and he, again, taught me much of what I know about the Panther work and much of what I know, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. These two men, the Chairman Emeritus, Attorney General Malik Zulu Shabazz, and our beloved brother Hashim Ekhenaten Ezinga, know more about freedom fighting and more about how we're going to carry this black revolution than anyone I've had the opportunity to serve with. Now, there are many out there doing some mighty work. We're not disclaiming anybody, but we are standing firm on what we know about black revolution and what we know about the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. This is a wise man, a man who stood for us when we were not able to stand for ourselves. And with that said, we're honored to be with you tonight. We're happy that you chose to come on with us and roll with you some Black Power Radio in the midst of all that has happened in the backdrop, all of the freedom fighters that came before us, in the backdrop is all of those in the link of the original Panther that came alongside and in the same breath of the Honorable Huey P. Newton. All of those who came along with those freedom fighters in the camp with Fred Hampton, in the camp of Eldridge Cleaver. We roll with us some Dr. Kwame Ture. This man taught me personally so much about the Panther work, and we're just happy to have graced and happy to have served with these great leaders, the great leadership of the Honorable Dr. Kwame Ture, and you called him Stokely Carmichael, but we know he is an honorable freedom fighter, and he fought for black freedom, justice, equality, home and abroad, with one aim, with one God, and one destiny. And I had the opportunity to ask Kwame Ture, or the Honorable Dr. Kwame Ture, if we just want to say it right. Well, who told you about the organized? And he said that he had gotten that from Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass has also been known to say that none of us are free until all of us get free. I don't believe not one of us is free. Every freedom fighter has come with the word freedom on their lips. And no one has came to me and said, we have reached the freedom that was predicted and prophesied to come by our ancestors. None of them have came and told me that this is where we were trying to go and we've reached a certain utopia or a certain a benchmark or a certain kind of a footprint in the sand has been established on the backs and on the grounds of strong leadership. So we know that we are in the right place at the right time. We just want you to buckle your seatbelt. We're going to talk about Tulsa, Oklahoma. We're going to talk about some police brutality. We're going to talk about reparations tonight. But it's no coincidence. We have the most your talk show on the internet, and we're just happy that you are able to join us and to stand in the line with all of those great freedom fighters that have been in that fine timeline of divine. And we hope that you will just buckle your seatbelts, sit back and enjoy the ride, because sometimes it get a little rough here on Black Power Radio, and we understand that. So I believe, beloved, you have an extra set of those seatbelts. We got an extra pair of seatbelts. In case you break your seatbelt, you can get a replacement pair right here. I think with $19.95, last bargain left in America for seatbelts, $19.95. And you can get it right here on Black Power Radio. Again, we give you more of what you're listening to your black talking, your Black Power Radio for. And again, to our vast and to our great participating audience, our vast listening audience, our vast participating audience, we thank you for joining us on a short note for it's a special edition of Black Power Radio. And we got so many heavy hitters in the midst of all this that we'll just keep it moving. And we're going to do some caller-driven radio. But before we do that now, we're going to reach out. We're going to do a long-distance pitch, and I hope they're right there by your Black Power Radio in Washington, D.C. We're going to outreach to Washington and see what they're talking about there. What's going on in Washington, D.C.? Come on, Black Power Radio. You're at 202-221. You're live on Black Power Radio. You can talk black to us from D.C. And come on, Black Power.
Black Power, brother. Black Power.
Black Power.
This is the voice of Defense Minister Stephen Biko.
You can talk black to us. Black Power, big brother. Black Power.
Black Power. I would like to say that coming home from Tulsa was it was a euphoric high to speak to it lightly. The experience in Tulsa was like no other, right? To see that many brothers and sisters moving in unison towards a particular objective. The objective was to send a clear message to Tulsa, Oklahoma, that there would never be another massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as long as this generation and the generations after us are aware of what transpired before us. For us to go into that town and to see what we saw and to see how arrested the mindset of blacks in Tulsa was disheartening. We experienced coonism and Uncle Tomism at its highest form when we went there. You had black pastors giving us a venue, but then putting a white militia as his security over top of the venue and wanting us to disarm, but allowing them to be armed and wanting us to disarm. It spoke volumes about the mindset of Black Tulsa and how that town, that former black metropolis, had degenerated as a result of the traumatic experience that it went through. You know, one was moved to tears almost to see the pain and the hurt still in the faces of those who were elders in Tulsa and those who spoke in hushed tones. When we begin to speak to the blacks in Tulsa, they begin to awaken with a new energy, a newfound sense of hope, a newfound sense of respect for themselves, a newfound sense of courage for themselves. What we saw was prior to our arrival, blacks in Tulsa were still in a subjected position. They were still oppressed. They were still repressed, depressed. In every other presence you could possibly think of, they were suffering on our arrival. But we left Tulsa with a gift from us that they never have to be afraid again, because they have brothers and sisters and they have children that will come back to Tulsa and make things right. We left them with a clear message that their sons and daughters have come home to send a message to their oppressor. What I wanted to come out of Tulsa with was the fact that we had a Black Power Convention. It was labeled a Black Power Convention, but it was a clear message to Tulsa and the residents of Tulsa, black and white, that there was a new Black Tulsa, not the scared to death Tulsa, the Tulsa that speaks in hushed tone, but it's a new Black Tulsa. But we also have to understand that we went there for a distinct purpose. And that purpose was not just the commemoration of the massacre that took place there, but to actually put a red flag on the crime scene that is Black Tulsa. And in so doing, we were to come out with a national black agenda to move us forward. Now, marching is wonderful. Showing our people our strength, that's a beautiful thing. However, when we give that kind of demonstration and give that people that kind of hope, give our people that kind of vision, We have to be able to leave them with blueprint for black power. If we're telling them that we're pushing black power, black love, and black unity, we have to have a concrete political agenda to move forward that agenda and that objective. We must return not only to Tulsa, but to every black city in America and give them a national agenda to move forward with and to move towards. And until we do that, we are nothing more than armchair revolutionaries. We have to be able to put programmatic solutions in place. We have a lot of organizations that are doing a marvelous job with our people, doing a marvelous job out in the streets with our people, doing a marvelous job in their communities with our people. But we need a national agenda that moves us towards true liberation. Liberation is not going to come to us without work. And liberation is not going to come to us without programs to push us towards that. We need these programs in place. We need the educational programs in place. We need institutions. We got to buy land. We got to buy buildings because we need institutions that will serve as the backdrop for these educational programs that we're planning to put in place. We're still in the planning stage. Let's not put the carriage before the horse. We're still in the planning stages of this thing. I don't want anybody to come out of Tulsa thinking that we have arrived, because we have not arrived. We're still in the beginning. We're still in the beginning stages of this thing. We're still in the building process of this thing. So we have to understand that now is the time where we are in our infancy in dealing with this issue here, the issue of a national black agenda. We're still in our infancy. Many organizations have come up with different agendas before, but there has never been a collective black agenda where it was accepted by the totality of the black liberation movement. So that's what we need to move towards, unification of the entire black liberation movement. And that can only be done when we network with our people on a real level, get past the egos, get past the vanity, get past the bullshit, and let's get down to business. We have to be very careful who we embrace, what we embrace, and how we embrace it. But above all, we have to be extremely careful about who serves as the voice for black people suffering. Because many voices for black suffering have let us down before. They've given us rosy promises of tomorrow that will never get here. We're still paying tomorrow's prices for yesterday's food. We're still disenfranchised, disenchanted, and disappointed all over America. And we have pimps that are speaking to this, that are pimping the suffering of black America. And we have to understand who these people are, what they are, and how they're moving. So let's not get caught up on positions. Let's not get caught up on fanfare. Let's not get caught up on camera opportunities, all that bullshit. Let's get caught up on doing the concrete work that makes a difference in our communities. Black power.
Black power, Brother Stephen Biko. I mean, spoken with your own brand of brilliance, as you always do, and bringing it hot, bringing it heavy, and keeping it strong, black, and of course, you keep it always revolutionary with black community. And you're rising up as a strong speaker for black revolution. I just want to make that comment, not putting no butter on you, none of that, but just stacking and macking at this hour on Black Power Radio, that you've been a strong component for the leadership of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and you have supported local and showing that you have gone regional, and you have also demonstrated national ability, and we are proud of your work, and we're happy that you were able to join us tonight here on Black Power Radio, sir.
Black Power, sir. Thank you, sir.
Black Power. And we'll look out soon. You just stay in the queue. You might do some co-hosting if you want to watch out. But that 221 is Lady Chair anywhere in the mix? Before we roll down the road.
Let's see if she's available. Hold on, bro. Let's see if she's available.
Check on the lady chair because, man, these are the instruments of Black Power Radio. They have been strong in keeping the idealism of Black Revolution going when people were literally abandoning the Black Revolutionary concept, abandoned the idealism of the Black Panther and you are just a strong component. And man, we're going to be doing the Nickass soon to wear it and bring these two strong components together for more revolution.
Black Power, this is Sister Janae.
What do we have you now? We're so happy to invite you. So happy to have you on Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum. Black Power, Sister Chairwoman Janae, Washington, D.C. Black Power, update on Sasha, update on this and that, update on your Tulsa, your D.C., and everything else they can't see, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. First, giving honor to the ancestors who made sure that everyone made it there safe and back home returned safely. Sister Sasha Johnson over in the UK is in stable condition. She is going to survive this attack on her. An attack on her is an attack on the new Black Panther Party. Make no mistake about this. We are at war. She is one of our fiercest warrior queens, and we need to surround her and her family with our prayers and our love and our money and support. She has a family to take care of. I'm still waiting on that Cash App information, but as soon as I get it, I'm going to put it on the airwaves, and we need to help her and support her family and the cause. She is not Black Lives Matter, contrary to what the media is saying over there in the UK. They just taking that and run with it. They got her listed as a lone panther, and that's not true, because she has the support of us here in the United States. And we really need to rally around that Sister Queen and really just continue to support her and be her family. We still are going to send somebody to the UK to check on Sister Sasha. And that, for as far as that go, it was like, to me, I'm still in like a whirlwind about coming out of Tulsa and then dealing with the attack on my Sister Queen. And it's just like all the way around, Black people are being attacked to this day. We are still being victimized. And for us to go to Tulsa and to be treated the way that we were treated was just too much for me. I had to take a step back. And I did not participate in the march because I was holding post right there at the church to make sure there was no threat to us when we came upon the church. So sometimes, Panthers, you got to just sit and observe. You got to be a real Panther. And you got to get off in front of the camera. You got to make sure that your cadre and your partners and your comrades are safe when they arrive, when it's downtime. Sometimes you got to send a Panther out there in the field by themselves. Sometimes you got to hold post by yourself. We've read it to that plenty of times where people feel like they got to be in the pictures. They got to be in the forefront. I enjoy being in the background. I got to see more stuff than y'all did. You know what I'm saying? But a lot more talks that I get to see. These people in Tulsa were actually celebrating 100 years of a massacre. And sister, me and Sister Michelle, we got out there. Now, y'all thought we was out there just not doing nothing, hanging around. But we let them people know that this was a murder scene. This was a scene of a crime. And they want to just party. And they throw a festival. You want to eat off a food truck. You want to run around and listen to concerts and music and movies and watch all this BS. And this is a murder scene. This is people lost their lives. People had to run for their lives right there in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on Greenwood, Archer, and Pine. We did not go there to celebrate with those people. Make it no mistake. That was the most beautiful display of Black militia and Black love. And like that brother, one of the brothers said, you know, we shed our tears, but we let y'all know that never again on our watch will we allow this to happen. Never again will the Black race sit back and do nothing. And not that they didn't do anything, because they did try to rebuild Tulsa, Oklahoma. But still, it's like every time we take 10 steps, they push us back 20 more, push us back 21. Here we are 100 years later still fighting for Black Wall Street. Some of us just found out about Black Wall Street in our 40s because they didn't teach us about this. Nobody told me about this until I hit 40 years old. Okay, so we 20 years behind, but 500 years behind in the struggle. We still got field niggas and house niggas. The house niggas know what's going on and won't tell the field niggas. And by the time they get the information down the line, it's too damn late, and 100 years later and 500 years later. So black power on that. I'm a little disappointed in the way things were handled, especially dealing with that church and having those white armed militia at the door that was a bait. That could have went really wrong, really, really wrong. Because as a Panther, we're not giving up our weapons for nobody. And I thank God for my Mid-Atlantic region who held post. We came the furthest, maybe not the furthest, but we came the longest, 24 hours driving and still held post when we got there Friday night and they had to be faced with that BS. I did not like that at all. It was not cool at all. I did not like having to tell my men to stand down and put their weapons up. So our national assistant, Brother Aaron and Sister Brenda, they held post outside and they were armed. They were not going to put their armed weapons down. But they had them crackers in that church with their damn weapons. And Vigo made them put them weapons down. So it was a lot of confusion going on, black power, but at the end of the day, we walked away. And just let me say this. Panthers don't step in nobody's town without leaving the Panthers. We recruited. Me and Sister Michelle sat there and recruited for the Tulsa chapter. We sit there and recruited all over the freaking country. We're going to reach out to the people that, you know, in the different areas soon enough. Just let us get our rest up. And we'll let those people know how they can get in touch with the Panthers from different registers. We also gave back to Tulsa. We had a table giving away clothes and food and shoes and toiletries and things like that. So when we couldn't give away on Greenwood, we took that stuff to the shelter and we gave it away. And the shelters were so happy to get that stuff and receive it because they didn't have enough clothes in their clothing closet. But we was able to give more than enough through the Pamela Smith Foundation. So we want to thank Queen Mother Pam for all that she did, making sure that we got there safe and that we had a decent place to stay and everything was taken care of. We had enough gas to get back to South Carolina. I mean, back to Washington, D.C. We had to go through South Carolina, then get back to Washington, D.C. and make sure our comrades made it back home safely. So that's black power. But we are a family. We have love for you, Imam Akbar. We support you 100%.
That's right.
And you people need to know I am your campaign manager.
That's
so they're going to start seeing a lot more of campaigning for Imam Sheikh Imam Akbar to be our next national chairman. And
that's
my word, and I stand on it.
That's right.
Black power.
Black power.
We thank you, beloved Sister Janae. And you had visited Tulsa before with us. And does it seem as something that's going on in the character? You met Pastor Turner before. And does it seem like there's been any change in the makeup, the spiritual chemistry? Because I know you are a deep spiritualist now. And you're going to read them churches. You're going to read them correctly. At least for the last few years, you've been giving me the ones up on the churches. And what is going to be said about what to expect from them? And do you see any change in the spirit of Pastor Turner?
The main thing with that church was, where's the money? They haven't paid me for my church yet. That's what he was more concerned about. He wasn't worried about nothing else but getting paid for his church. He didn't care what we went up in there and had to say or what we was going to do. We was going there for the people. We was there to have a town hall meeting for the people that came to that festival or whatever that was.
But to take that Black Panther money.
He took our money and then closed the door. He took our money, and I was able to give intel to the officiating commander that they locked those doors on us and they would not let us in, not even to give away free items, not even to give away free food and free clothing to the people. And that's the church
was
doing that.
Obviously, to some form of a white militia was involved with the security.
Armed to the teeth, white militia.
Everywhere we've gone in the past, Sister Janae, you know very well that the Black Panther is the security. When we have an event, there's no need for an additional security. We are the
guys. Right. Why would you need – we got our own security. And that's what we told them. Why would you hire security when we are security? You could have hired us to do security. We wasn't going to do nothing but talk to people. But this is how we deceive our own people. It ain't like he never met us. He knew who we were. Thank you. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
And
we've been
exactly
all through that with our weapons, is that right? With our equipment, with our hardware, and et cetera. We've been there,
right.
And that's what, you know what I mean? And all of those type of things. We know that, some strange things have been done to us in the past, and so much has been done to us, beloved Janae.
Yes, it has. So many things we have dealt with, and we, like I said, when we had our breakfast, I know who don't like me, and you ain't got to be fake and phony with me, so I'm not going to fake and phone with you either, because I'm about my people. It ain't about me. It's about our people. We all suffering. I don't know one city where black people ain't getting killed at. Do you know one?
Black
I can't count
black
one.
Black.
So it ain't no black competition.
Power.
It's about what's in your heart. What are you going to do? Keep sitting back hollering black power, or are you going to get out there and show some black love? And show your black power. Like you tell me all the time, it ain't black power if you don't use it. If you sitting up in your comfortable house, in your comfortable bed, and minding your business, you ain't worried about what's going on next door. You ain't worried about what's going on with your people in the street. When you got people flagging us down, help me, help us. We need you. We looking for a child right now, LP in D.C. She done been spotted in the neighborhood, so nobody's holding her captive. But she's on the run. She's on the run. But I told her mother, we're going to find her, a foster parent. We'll find her.
Now,
don't worry about it. She's close.
Now,
you know,
I want you to
like
give a plug.
People just need to know you care enough to even investigate on it.
And you brought that effort to Tulsa, Oklahoma. So I'd like you to give a plug for our United to Save our Children. Please give a plug for them as well.
Yes, Sisters of the Underground. Yes, the Sisters of the Underground. We have four regions. I am the East Coast Regional Conductor for Sisters of the Underground. I do the entire East Coast from Delaware to Florida. If you are within our listening voice and you want to become a point of contact or a station conductor, contact us at undergroundsisters1@gmail.com. Send us an email and let us know what role you want to play in the underground. We help combat human trafficking, domestic violence.
I can see the audience system is getting their pens and pencils ready for the numerically and the alphanumerically pure. Huh? Please do that one more time, please.
Underground. It's just this one word, undergroundsisters1@gmail.com. And you can call me or it's best to text me. My phone, the other phone is business phone. It don't always, it rings so much I don't even answer. Just text me at 202-867-3200 on the East Coast. We have a West Coast conductor. That's Sister Lucidi. She is the Lucidi Shakur, she is the founder of Sisters of the Underground. We have the Midwest region, that's Sister Cassandra. And the Southernest region in Texas is Sister Chantel from Texas on down. And that part, that way we are covered the entire United States with four women that are part of militias. We are all either a part of the Gun Club or the New Black Panther Party. And within our network, we are able to reach a formation within 24 hours of a call. Right? So far, within 24 hours. If we get the same call within the first 48, just like the police, we have a better chance of finding our black and missing and exploited children. But you got to contact us and you got to hit us up, and we have to go through the process, just like you would be interviewing with the police or investigators. You know, don't wait a week, 2 weeks, then, 3 weeks, and then you want somebody to come and try to look for them. We need that immediately. We need to be our, we are an immediate response team to crisis. Okay, so you have got to get to us as fast as you can, and we will react as fast as you get us the information. All right, we were supposed to do an interview this morning or whatever, but I let time get by me or whatever, but we will give more information out. Shout out to all the formations that showed up in Tulsa. My sisters did good. They look good. They help. We all have weapons. We're all trained in weaponry. We're all going to be having our own extraction team. And what the extraction team is, if we get word and we have a direct link to someone that is in a domestic violence situation or a human trafficking situation, we can send our team in instead of the SWAT team to go get that person. Okay, now we will have a better chance working with us than to let them try to work with us and end up killing somebody. So that is what we need all over the United States, because nobody is looking for black and missing exploited children. Not as hard as they're looking for these Beckys and Karens out here and Christians. Okay, so the ones that of our kids and our families, if you know that someone, one of your loved ones has a missing child, or, you know, whether it's a runaway or somebody holding them hostage or whatever the situation is, call us. Reach out to Sisters of the Underground, and we will make sure within the first 48 hours of them missing that we will have a team put together to look for these children. If we have to go out ourselves, we will do it. But just make sure that you get the information to us as quickly as you can. So that's Black Power on there. And I'm so proud of my sisters. I miss them very much. We had never met before. Tulsa was the first time that we met outside of being on the telephone with each other every day. This is a new organization, not even 4 or 5 months old, and we've already rescued successfully 3 young women. And to me, that's a success. 3. We lost 1, but we did recover 3 children. That's it. So just know that, you know, there are people out here that care, that are just, you know, waiting for the opportunity to help you, help yourself, or help you find your loved one. And that's, again, it's undergroundsisters1@gmail.com. Black Power.
Black Power. Thank you, sister and our comrade, chairwoman of D.C., comrade chairwoman Janae, and our beloved brother Stephen Biko, rocking the whole East Coast from Washington, D.C., and I mean, there's just no doubt about it. It's stone cold-blooded revolutionaries, and they're making it happen at this hour across the country, and especially in Tulsa. And we were proud to hear from them at the breakfast. Our Sisters of the Underground, the sisters over in the U.K., brothers and sisters that are fighting in the Carolinas and fighting in every part of the country to keep the black power, to keep the black revolution, and to keep our common sense and our sanity, and keeping not hope alive, but keeping the black revolution on the minds of the people, on the front burner, as we know it should be. Thank you again, beloved Sister Janae. As-salamu alaykum and Black Power. That's right. Black Power, Black Power. As we move on out of there, coming on to a 918 area code. 918-835-835. You're live on Black Power Radio.
Hello?
Black Power, Black Power, you're live.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Adrian Colbert Twiggs from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Man, we're happy to have you. Glad you called in tonight, Adrian.
Yeah, man, hey, it was a blessing. Let me turn my TV down. Yeah, man, it was a blessing to see you guys out here. Man, I felt so empowered and just so strong and just so involved and empowered in everything. Man, it was just a blessing. And my name is Twiggs, though, by the way, from Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, this is hard for me. This is hard for me because I'm from here and I never knew about it until this rapper named The Game came out with Black Wall Street Studio, and people from Tulsa was in the uproar and the uproar and all of this and all of that. And you know, it was just beautiful to just see the black power, the unity, and everybody who, just like the sister Queen who just got off the phone, say that they met in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and then just to see everybody come together, it was just so beautiful. And I'm really at a loss of words. But, you know, the reason I call myself Twigs is because I'm like a little twig on a tree, and I'm growing to a branch. And then just seeing y'all, I took pictures of my facial expression. It was just love and beauty. And you know, we need that more down here, because the churches try to do everything and want us to pray and just sit back and watch and just sit back and do all these other type of things. And you know what I'm saying? Hope and pray that something's going to happen, and then at the end of the day, it's getting worse for us down here as a community and as a whole. Pretty soon, it's going to be no North Tulsa. They boarding up everything. There's no grocery store, so it's a lot more help that can be done here as a whole. And, you know, I already been contacted through emails, the NBSC, then contacted every picture I seen of anybody who was down here. I sent a friend request. So if you get a friend request on Facebook from Adrian Colbert Sr., just an eager black man who didn't never know how powerful it was to be black until I seen, oh, my gosh, the gods and goddesses marching together as one. I never seen so much unity and love and enlightenment. You know, I just felt the part. And anything I could do to be a part, and I just want to learn everything that I could learn, so because that will never happen again. What happened to my ancestors here 100 years ago, my whole family is from here. So anything that happened 100 years ago, it would never happen again. And even if I'm the only one standing, because I have been standing for a long time, especially for Black Lives Matter, but at the end of the day, we've been... I just don't agree with it, all due respect, but I do agree with the NBPP and all the other people who came down here to show support for us. It just was so beautiful, and it just enlightened my spirit. My spirit just feel honored, and it just feels good. Like, I never felt so good to be black in my life, you know, and I don't really know what else to say.
It was more than a pleasure to meet and greet with you, Brother Twig, and you are, man, you are the example there. You are the cornerstone for Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I know you're going to be a superstar in the new Black Panther from just all the evidence that I've seen so far, brother. You're going to be a superstar in here with us, and we love you so much and glad to have you on board with us, fighting for black freedom, black justice, divine black revolution, and just keeping the Black Panther legacy in motion in Tulsa. So
yes, sir.
Doing a wonderful job. Man, it's a
yes, sir, and I'm putting my life on the line for this, and whatever I can do. Certain people have my email, my name, but I'm be on you so much. Hey, you're going to probably get tired of hearing messages anytime I have a question or anything. You continue doing what you're doing, because you're enlightening the young men like me to see my bigger power. You and all your comrades, I can't wait to meet everybody and join in on whatever I need to do. I am here, mind, body, and soul.
You are why we came to Tulsa, big brother, to we can raise that whole Tulsa nation, and then let's spread like wildfire and light up Oklahoma City. Like we said in the beginning, we came several years ago and said one day we're going to have Tulsa and Oklahoma City lit with the light of the Black Panther mindset. When the sun is black at midnight, when that black and out brilliance from that Black Panther will be shining. Oh, my,
yes,
my,
sir.
We're going to light it up. Me and you, Twig.
And I will be on that front line.
On that front line, Big Twig. We love you
yes,
so much.
Yes, sir. I sure will be. Thank you, too.
Thank
and I
you.
Look forward to listening and hearing the other people. Black power to you all. United we stand.
United we stand. One aim, one God, and one destiny. Thank you.
Yes,
assalamu alaikum. And black power.
Black power.
Black power. That's how. Beloved Twig. And all the three, I don't know if yeah, was the other person, but Twig, did that sister want to give a comment in the background?
Yes.
Let us share that comment with that. Black Power, we love you.
Walaikum assalam. This is Janice Stevenson. I'm a friend with you guys on Facebook as well. I was there with the movement and the walk as well. And I just wanted to say I was empowered as well. When I seen you guys walking, I couldn't help but go home, get my stuff, and come and walk with you. And I'm just thankful that I had a chance to do so and thankful for the opportunity to move further with you guys.
The doors here at the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense is on welcome hinges, and our phone lines, our radio, whatever we can do to service Tulsa, Oklahoma, and the state of Oklahoma, we're here for you, at your service, on reparations, on freedom, against police brutality. And I guess you notice that the police did not get to interfere in our movement because they knew that we were a strong military, but we came for righteousness' sake. We didn't come to confront the police. We came to share this message and to raise the black people up so they can be fit for their salvation, and then fit for the divine black revolution. Oh, my, my. Someone should give
and
me
well, you definitely did that, and you bringing out a lot of that energy and making it grow, so I sure appreciate it. I'm actually from Philadelphia, so I was there when they bombed Pond Street as well, so I know the feeling of needing to get together and move forward and bring some black power out and take revelations and charge of what happened
to us. Oh, mama. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Stevenson, and all of your family. Be safe there and know that we're just a phone call away, and if they mess with anybody black, we're going to give them what they deserve. You know, we're going to give them justice, and that's why we come here today, and we thank you so much for your call.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
And black power.
Black power.
Thank you. That's Tulsa lit up, fired up with the New Black Panther energy, spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. Freddie, he's from out there in Philly as well. We got our brother Red out in West Virginia. We got us some John Kim and Shabazz, Black Power.
Black Power.
Juneteenth, man. Juneteenth,
Black
man.
Power.
Black Power.
Well, brother, I wanted to defer and listen to the brothers and sisters that made it out to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yeah, yes, on the local level, I'm holding down with the Juneteenth, and we look to pass it down to a younger generation, which that makes me feel good because we've been doing this thing since 2011. But I felt it was necessary for me to shut up, humble myself, and listen to those brothers and sisters that went out to Tulsa to represent. So I'm going to keep quiet and shut up today. Okay, I want to hear what the brothers and sisters that made it out to Tulsa, I want to hear what they had to say, Brother Akbar. Okay? All right, brother.
Man, you're a wonderful man. You're a strong freedom fighter. We love you much, John Kim Shabazz. We love West Virginia so much. We're going to black it up with another West Virginia call. How about that? And bring some black
light.
Right. Thank you, John Kim Shabazz. If you want to land on the calls, you can stay for a while if you want, John Kim. You want to be there a while?
Well, I'm going to be listening, Brother Akbar. I'm going to be listening, but I'm getting my workout in. I'm going to be listening.
Peace
to the brothers
black
and sisters.
We'll black light. Sunday, Monday,
yes,
whatever day, we're going to get black. Black power. Black power.
Monday, black power.
Monday. We look for you Monday, John Kim Shabazz. Thank
yes,
you. Assalamu alaikum and black power.
Black power.
My big brother, John Kim Shabazz, right in some Morgantown, West Virginia. Awesome man, fighting for the freedom, taking a stand. And we bring some black lightning right up there in Charleston, Charlestown, and all up in the casino and places. Man, who is this guy? Black lightning, welcome to Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum, Black Power. Oh, my God. Can I pick him up? We should have black lightning on the 301 July. But now we gotta move down. Are you still there with the 301-455 and 301-455 your live? And here we go, y'all. We gotta move on down. As we keep it moving and grooving on Black Power Radio, give you more of what you actually listen to your radio for. We're going to hit them at the 725. We'll try to keep it live at 725-373. You're live on Black Power Radio. This is your host, Shaky Man Akbar. Go ahead. We got you live at 725. If we can reach him. 725, you're live. Mm-hmm. We're rocking, 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 rocking. 725. You're live on Black Power Radio. As you keep a motion across the ocean. If not red to have that radio, we're going to keep it moving and roll with it. Look at the top of the key. Shoot the three. Do know how we do it here on Black Power Radio. And we just want to say that we're sending out so much love tonight to our vast listening audience. We're thankful for your participation and for just doing what you do as a strong wrecking crew. These Black Power Radio audience and participants are some of the greatest, some of the most informed people on the planet Earth are right here on Black Power Radio. And we have, again, the most informative radio talk show on your radio, on your smartphone, your dumb phone, on your Android, or your paranoid. We got you on Black Power Radio tonight. So we're just going to say Black Power and reach out to our blood brother on that west side. We ain't going to keep you all night. We're just going to talk to you right and keep it tight and talk to that west side of Oaktown, Oakland, California. You're live on Black Power Radio, home of original Panther Party, Arbor Hewitt, P. Newton, and many others. Still holding the line, Marvin X, holding the line today. Black Power. Come on in, Fred. Fred is
Black Power. Yeah, we're headed down to Sacramento right now in the Hoopsie. So, like I said, we'll be in Sacramento in no time, and I will be calling you back. But listen, we are the new, and we're going to get justice for everybody who lost their lives down there where y'all went to last weekend. And like I said, we going to get justice. I don't care what nobody says. We're going to get justice. And like I said, I'm going to be calling you back about 30 or 40 minutes to give you some more details up in fact, and then back to Black Power Radio in D.C., y'all. Peace to I'll see you in a little bit.
Black Power, see you in a little bit. But Fred, our West Coast activist, keeps us well informed on what's happening in San Jose, what's going on in Oaktown, Vallejo, Fairfield, all through San Francisco, wherever he got to be, that's where he is. That's why he's Fred is Fred. We thank you, Fred. Thank you, and assalamu alaikum, and Black Power.
Black Power, I'm standing by, y'all.
Black Power on standby. It goes Fred is Fred. So it looks like, hey, we kept it sweet for a strong hour show tonight, and we're just happy, We've gone to the east, the west, the south, and we dealt with all of it from north, east, south, west. And we covered the nation in 1 hour, and we're just happy to have brought you this special edition of Black Power Radio. We know that all that we've said tonight, keep it strong, keep it black, keep it revolutionary. You know that that we have said, all that we can say. But we always know that our beloved brother, Marvin Gaye, has always said.
Don't go and say things about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. He gave us
Father, love your sister, love your brother.
let it control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally.
Beautiful sun. Someday when the world is much brighter. things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Together, gonna polish up our act. Well,
Tonight, and we'll get back with you by Sunday or Monday with yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Shaky Man, Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and again, thank you for listening to Black Power Radio. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power.